Good morning. 7:42 a.m. Friday, June the 12th, 2020. Oh, the first mile is the hardest. Getting up from the desk, putting the boots on, getting moving. Last night was the first good night's sleep I've had in, I don't really know. I'm beginning to think that a lot of my problem has been sleep debt. So maybe I could put two or three of these together and begin to feel a little more human. Lovely morning. There's going to be a lot of boots this morning. There's not going to probably be a lot of talking. Don't have a lot to say today. I don't know what to talk about. I could talk about Fallout 4 or Skyrim or something. The interesting thing for me in Fallout 4 these days is that I think I'm on my third character now. I'm beginning to get the hang of the mechanics of the game. I'm just playing it on normal mode, which is apparently pretty easy. I have really no desire to play on the hardest survival mode. Skyrim had Legendary, and Legendary always seemed like really hard because when you get to Legendary, compared to normal, when you get to Legendary, the character has all of their stats cut to one third. And the non-player characters have all their stats pushed up to three. So, you're doing a third of the damage against dragons that are doing three times. At least that's the number. I may have the numbers wrong, I don't know. I'm a numbers guy when it comes to game playing, but I'm not sure I have them all right. But survival mode takes away one thing that I find almost impossible to play without, and that's fast travel. You spend all of your time running from one place to another on foot. It just sort of takes all of the joy of the game out of it. At some point, you get air support where you can call for a helicopter, a vertibird, and take you. but not having that ability to say, okay, I'm done here, I'm going home. I'm gonna go home and unload. It's like, no, it doesn't do it for me. Traffic this morning. Oh, here comes the sports team t-shirt guy. Plenty of room. Good morning. Good morning. Wearing a Grand Canyon t-shirt this morning. I'd be walking a little tiny dog, holy cow. My cats are bigger than that dog. All of my cats, either any of my cats, are bigger than that dog. No, I'm just gonna turn the corner, okay. Busiest intersection, nobody in it. I think people are beginning to come to grips with the fact that normal isn't coming back. That's going to be a very, very long time before anything resembling normal comes back. Good morning. Ponytail jogger. I feel like I'm walking through molasses here this morning. I can't. As well, I have these days where I feel like I'm walking with a headwind. My legs are, my thighs are talking to me about the exercise, I think. But, you know, what, third day in a row? I don't feel strong and loose and comfortable moving. pretty sure it'll come back. Oh, here comes the lady with the Scotty dog. Is she across the street? She is. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I just began to wonder if I was going to see her this morning. I should have known. I usually see her on this stretch of road. So, let's see. I got up at, I got up around 5:30. But I went to bed at, I guess, say 9:15, 9:30. So, not exactly 8 hours. 5 and a half, 2 and a half. Huh? Yeah, 8 hours. More or less. Plus or minus half an hour. Seven, anyway, 7 and a half, maybe. Everything must go. Garage sale. Everything must go. A lot of, like 4 or 5 trash cans lined up there. The evolution of trash collection here in the neighborhood. I'm glad I didn't wait any longer. It's not supposed to be, I don't think it's supposed to be, terribly hot today. Probably in the 80s. Ambient temperature is around 60, 62. It's quite comfortable in the shade. Sun is already becoming oppressively hot. in shade. I'm walking in shade now. They got a nice little shady corridor to walk in. It's beautiful. Fallout 4. I've been watching a lot of mechanics videos on YouTube. Just a lot of people who have spent a lot of time to examine how the mechanics actually work behind the somewhat nebulous instructional material that the game provides. And there are a lot of people who are like, well, you're just min-maxing, or you're paying more attention to the numbers than you are to the game. And the answer is, maybe, but it actually is how I enjoy the game. It's like, why does this weapon work better than that weapon? Why does this thing, you know, why can't I keep my settlers happy? Why can't I keep my settlements growing? Why does my sneak not work? It's sort of like playing EVE Online and knowing what ore to mine so that you spend your time most profitably while mining. I know others would argue that mining and profitability should never be used in the same sentence. Reminds me, I haven't finished unsubscribing. But one of them was a really good series of videos on what actually contributes to settlement happiness. And this guy's name is Oxhorn, all one word, O-X-H-O-R-N, has a whole series of these videos about, okay, well, this settlement has zero because I've got no people, no food, no water, no defense, no beds, none of the things that we normally consider. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put in one settler and see what one settler contributes. And they did that. And they said, okay, we're going to put a bed outside, put a bed inside, put a bed in a pre-existing structure, we'll put the bed in a new structure, we'll put the bed in and basically an overhang, so that it's not really a structure, it's just a roof. And what does all that do? Does it make any difference? Does it matter if it's a full bed or a sleeping bag, or does it matter? Yeah, seriously. As long as it's a bed, it really doesn't matter. As long as there's a roof over it, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a whole roof, even if it's like in some of the pre-existing structures, the roofs have big holes in them. In some cases, those holes don't matter. And what he discovered was that the way to get 100% happiness in a settlement is to have one settler and two cats. And I thought, that is a riot. So I tried it, and sure enough, one settler, two cats. 100% happiness. If I were to add another settler, I would lose, I think it would go down to like 90. I'd have to add two more cats. Which just slays me. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Not much of a talk today, but I did get out, I did walk, I did record. Tomorrow's another day. Oh yeah, 21:13. I was walking through molasses today. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.